sometime in the mid-90s when he finally went to prison. I guess he ripped off his parishioners, and especially this elderly widow. It seems like he stole maybe a couple of million dollars from this elderly rich widow. He's out of prison now, but I don't think he ever paid her back. So that's what he's known for. Anyway, he did a series of, I guess they're like private press country religious records all throughout the 70s and 80s, and he's going to see us through till the top of the hour. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Here is the Reverend Jim Whittington.
Papa preached the word in churches when I was just a little tiny boy. When a Bible and a songbook was just another church pew toy. And I learned to pick the guitar to those gospel songs we used to sing, oh Lord. Must have heard 10,000 sermons, but I didn't learn a thing. I was picking in a nightclub by the time that I reached my 19th year. I was picking in a nightclub, learning that I like to drink that beer. My mama tried to tell me all the sorrow drinking would bring, oh Lord. Mama must have cried 1,000 times, but I didn't learn a thing. I didn't learn a thing. By the time that I reached 20, my hands would shake too much to make the cold. And if I took the remedy, my song came out jumbled words. And I'm singing those old songs that my papa used to sing. Yes, I am. I met Jesus at the altar, and children I found everything. she's everything.
Out of the sky. Down on and down. Any walk. Man of town. Now there was the best dancer in your town.
But I'm the baby that turned there. Dampers down. Now when I walk into that hall, you can hear everybody's fall.
What they say?
Come on, coot, and do that thing. Put on your boots, and you do that thing. You get yourself all up in a hump. You do the funny dance, just like the old folks, honey, do that thing. Now, don't you change. Now you slap your hands from side to side. You're getting way down and then you rise. Now if you got an idea, let it ring. Cause I can do that thing. But I mean, I can do that thing.
That's a fine way to start out the program. We heard that was Coot Grant and Kid Wesley Wilson. And it was a, come on, Coot, do that thing. And before we opened up the program with Jabbo Smith. I played that before. It's a great tune. Michigander Blues. This is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger here on WFMU. You know, I got here early today. I was pushing my shopping cart full of 70 RPM records across Route 280, that's Interstate 280, from East Orange, where my bunker is, to Jersey City. Unfortunately, a lot of people are out of town for the holidays, so there wasn't much traffic in my way. Now, if I do, I'm considerate when I'm on the road. I always push my shopping cart into right lane. Anyway, I got here early, and I was in the WFMU break room, and the table there is filled with re-gifted fruitcakes, all packaged, unopened. Nobody's going to touch them. So anyway, so I'm lurking in the corner, puffing on a Rancho Malario Maladoro. It was pretty obvious I was there. I was standing directly under the no-smoking sign. A bunch of Puritans. Anyway, then I overheard one of the lady DJs telling some ragged hippie that pointed at me and said I was a cheap cynic. Well, I took umbrage at this baseless denigration of my character. I am indeed a cynic, but my cynicism is not cheap. It's premium grade. It's high test. It's a gift. It's a cynicism on loan from God. Anyway, if you're tuned in tonight, presumably you survived Christmas and a tiresome gift-giving tradition. Well, I endured a replay, this happens before, of an incident. It incident happened many, many years ago here at WFMU. Another lady DJ, what is these lady DJs? This lady DJ, she comes up to me and she says, what do you want for Christmas? And I told her, I need a dishwasher and a doormat. Which would you like to be? Well, I don't recall what happened next, but they tell me I regained consciousness about 45 minutes later. Anyway, look, since this is the post-Christmas season, we have Junita Bodenheim. She has some advice for you. If you received maybe more whimsical Christmas gifts than you have room for in your home.
Ladies, did your holiday gift-giving disappoint and leave you with some unexpected whimsy on your hands? Don't let discarded or unwanted Christmas whimsy go to waste. Or maybe you've recently discovered boxes of old whimsy in your attic. Don't throw out vintage whimsy. Stockpile it. With a large supply of broken, stale, or otherwise non-viable whimsy, you might have the makings of a second income, or save enough money for a romantic couples-only bus trip to almost anywhere in North America, except Toledo. But what to do with worn-out whimsy, you ask? Did you know that when carefully pulped and processed, whimsy can be repurposed into a range of products guaranteed to thrill the thrifty housewife, such as mock guest soaps, powerful solvents, and one-of-a-kind lampshades? For instance, boiled down, 3 pounds of assorted whimsy may yield up to 8 ounces of methylbenzene, a popular gasoline additive. Or, with a little gelatin and food coloring, you and your girlfriends have got a year's worth of nail polish. And with a blowtorch, crucible, or glue gun, non-edible versatile whimsy can become so much more. The possibilities are up to you. Pick up the how-to book, Whimsy While You Work, at Winnetta's Whimsy Shed, and select Del Barton specialty outlets to learn more.
I got a man, long and tall. I gave him some, and he wanted it all. Oh, he wants too much. Oh, he wants. Too much. Ah, he wants too much.
Okay, Teddy, take it.
To hurry, don't have to speak. Got everything that a good gal needs. Your man slips in when I go out. You ain't got a darn thing to worry about. Your songs all sung and your prayers all prayed. Groceries in your kitchen and your rent's all paid. $5 stockings, $10 shoes, everything to gain and not a darn thing to lose. It's a mystery to me, I cannot see. Mama, how you can have the blues this morning. Mama, how you can have the blues.
I'm living easy, that's all true. I got all respect that's due to you. I got a little money, you don't forget. But there is something that is like and yet. Now there's still something I'm raving about. Don't get in touch with it till I go round. Here's your stocking, here's your shoe. Just got to have it if I win or lose. I tell you again, trying to explain, that is why I have the blues. Hear me screaming, that is why I have the blues.
Now listen, Mama, you don't have to hurry. Don't have to speak. Got everything that a good gal needs. You got a good break, believe it or not. Most any gal appreciate the stuff you got. Your songs all sung and your prayers all prayed. Groceries in your kitchen and your rent's all paid. Got plenty liquor, got plenty gin. Popular with the women and a raving about the men. It's a mystery to me, your papa can't see. Mama, how you can have the blues. Hardest times here, how you can have the blues.
That's a fine number there from Lil Johnson. It was called The New, Shave 'em Dry. Before that was Georgia Tom Dorsey and Kansas City Kitty, which now, or rather, How Can You Have the Blues? Benny Goodman Trio, with a great drum work there from Gene Krupa, and on the piano, the great Teddy Wilson, and they did Avalon. Victoria Spivey sang He Wants Too Much, This is the old codger on WFMU, a spinning 70 RPM records, like they're going out of style, every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Now, as you know, if you've heard the last two old codger radio episodes, you know that Gus Bodenheim was voted the Radio Announcer of the Year by the National Association of Radio Announcers, Reporters, Advertisers, Regional Associates, and Recording Artists Representatives. The acronym is NARAWAWAWAWAWAWAW, something like that. Anyway, I have contested. I have contested the balloting. I think it was rigged and riddled with fraud. That's right. It was rigged and riddled. And it's a ripoff and a racket. And the judges are a bunch of rats. It's not right. So, look, we're exploring our legal options. Now, according to my attorney, we have none. No options. So I fired him, and I've hired a new attorney. My former attorney was a pessimist. He said our case couldn't be worse. My new attorney is an optimist. He says, yes, it can. However, until our appeal, our challenge is heard and adjudicated by the selection committee, I am obligated to introduce each new spot featuring Gus by referring to him as the 2022 Radio Announcer of the Year, Gus Bodenheim. The only upside is that his reign as Announcer of the Year expires on Friday. Anyway, so here's 2022 Radio Announcer of the Year, Gus Bodenheim, with a new product line from the folks at Del Barton.
Hello, this is Gus Bodenheim with good news from Del Barton. As long as they've existed, pharmaceutical companies have worked feverishly, get it? on vaccines for various maladies that leave mankind stricken, gasping on death's doorstep, or staggering around to death's back door to ask death's kitchen staff for a handout. R&D departments toil day and night to solve this conundrum. Inevitably, many experiments fail. Once promising drugs seem to cause more harm than good. Even effective remedies have disastrous side effects. Government red tape often prevents the industry from saying, what the hell, let's sell this stuff anyway. You can't just throw it away because of laws regulating biohazards. And so grows the reject pile on the island of misfit medicines. Del Barton Industries, emboldened by its success in rebranding Radium, stepped in and cornered the market on pharmaceutical waste products with a view to recycling them. Enter Del Barton's rot-gut subsidiary Sly Weasel Bourbon, already seeking an opportunity to diversify from the brown sip-and-hooch category into the sophisticated and lucrative cocktail spirits realm. Thus, the dream of achieving a sustainable potable, or potainability, met the pioneering technology of pharmacological salvage, or salvarmacolage, to achieve what we call salvarpotainambletage. But you'll call it the intersection of salubrious and delicious. Why not enter the Thujon zone with a tangy Pfizerac? You'll have no compliance issues with your guests. One sip and they'll demand a booster shot. A little bit shy at the game of love? Try the slam-bang tang of a neurotoxicating Merctini. It'll soothe your frayed nerves and stiffen your resolve. And for a little tiki therapy, I prescribe an AstraZeneca Colada. Frothy, refreshing, and just as liable to reduce that ugly skin rash as inflame it. Who knows? But frankly, after three of these, who cares? You'll savor the failed vasodilators, antidepressants, benzoanalgesics, and corticosteroidal esters in every bottle of Sly Weasel Medi Spirits. Remember the Del Barton oath. First, feel no pain.
Thank you. Assurance than a great big hunk of lead. If you don't respond to romance, Jack, you're dead. When a chick is smiling at you, even though there's nothing said, if you stand there like a statue, Jack, you're dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Mose. When you get no kicks from loving and you blow your top instead, it's a fact that you ain't living, Jack, you dead. Since you gone and lost your head, rigor mortis will set in, daddy, Jack, you dead. What's the use of having muscles when your life hangs by a thread? If you ain't got no red corpuscles, Jack, you dead. You've been always kicking, but you stubbed your toes when you ups and kicks the bucket, just like old man Mose. When you get no kicks from loving and the news begin to spread, all the cats will holler, murder, Jack, you dead. All the breath has leaked out of you. When your friends gather around the bed and look at you and say, don't he look natural? When that happens to you, daddy, Jack, you dead.
How'd you do? Nice people, fine people, Arabian people. Yes, yes, I've met some very nice people, some very, very, very nice people. But you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true. And that's where I first met you. And you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sackett to Dover. And now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. Thank you.
universe over, from Wackenack, Sackett to Dover. And now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more, I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. Oh, fine people, grand people, most rambunctious people in your dreams.
I always wanted to waltz in Berlin, waltz in Berlin, waltz in Berlin. The way things look, we'll be waltzing right in, right into Germany. And Uncle Sam will be leading the band. Eins, zwei, drei, one, two, three, ach, du lieber victory. Always wanted to waltz in Berlin, under the linden tree. Und I always wanted to watch on the Rhine, watch on the Rhine, watch on the Rhine. We'll watch and watch until everything's fine, over in Germany. And here is how we will keep them in line. Eins, zwei, drei, one, two, three, jump, I give you liberty. Always wanted to waltz in Berlin, under the linden tree. I always wanted to fly to Berlin, fly to Berlin, fly to Berlin. The way things look, we'll be flying right in, right into Germany. And we will drop down a present or three. Eins, zwei, drei, one, two, three, ach, du lieber factory. Always wanted to waltz in Berlin, under the linden tree. I wonder how many of you folks today would like to be my partner waltzing down the streets of Berlin.
Thank you.
on the old Cadger radio show, that was Wayne King and his orchestra. The vocal was by Burke Bivens. It was called Swamp Ghosts. Little Jack Little before that, which I've always wanted, to dance in Berlin. Fats Waller, Thomas Fats Waller, sang You Meet the Nicest People in Your Dreams. Lou Jordan and his Timpani Five was Jack, You're Dead. We heard McKinney's Cotton Pickers featuring the Chocolate Dandies, and they did Paducah. Mary Lou Williams on the piano with the trio there, DDT from Mary Lou Williams. So this is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, here on WFMU every Tuesday night. And the next week will be another new year. You know, at my age, I celebrate birthdays by the decade, so it's no big deal. I've already made the same New Year's resolution as in past years, which is to change the sheets. And I'll probably get around to it by March. And, of course, March. March will be horrible, because that's when WFMU goes into panhandling mode. It's pathetic. It's unnecessary, as this show capably proves. We air commercials. That's right. We charge the sponsors for airtime. And we rake in a bundle. WFMU gets a small percentage. They really need to hire an advertising director. You know, like my assistant, Lola Bell Pancake, who is also my agent. And she could be your agent. The WFMU management, really, they should get in touch with Lola Bell, make an appointment to see her at her office, which is at the International House of Pancake. It's on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. Well, now it pains me to introduce another spot by the radio announcer of the year, Gus Bodenheim.
You know the term filthy lucre. You know the term dirty, dirty money. Think about it. You know money changes hands constantly, but have you ever considered whose grimy mitts have fondled your wampum on its way to your wallet or bank account? Or down your brassiere? All cash is crawling with ghastly germs and bacteria, which can cause diseases, especially if you literally put your moolah where your mouth is. What do I mean? Well, imagine that one time in lieu of floss, you used a crisp 20 to dislodge food particles after a meal. Well, for all you know, that deuce might very well recently have been rolled tight for use as a narcotics delivery conduit, jammed up the slimy nostril of some rank degenerate, nestled midst unkempt nose hairs, sodden with mucus, and worse. Then passed along to enter the nasal orifice of even more vile companions. Right? I know. But let's face it, who has time to scrub coins and paper currency? Hand sanitizer, detergents, and solvents only go so far. Why not let Del Barton remove the guilt from your gelt? That's right, Del Barton Money Laundromat will remove all traces of prior ownership and peso provenance. Drop those ducats off in the morning, return for pickup that same afternoon. Some people have called this a racket. Maybe it is. Only if you're referring to our cleaning process. Yes, it's quite loud, especially when the coins go through the rinse and spin cycle. Our money laundering system uses only biodegradable, renewable, and sustainable processes. Or so we were advised to claim by legal counsel, who noted that adding such ludicrous testimony to our sales pitch would provide us with asshole insurance and keep the woke wolves at bay. But remember, if it's minty fresh scratch you're after, count on Del Barton Money Laundromat.
Up, 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 up liberty, 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 liberty.
On fire, on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire. Burners, 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 burners. Long gun, long gun, long gun, long gun, long gun, long gun. Till I'll, till I'll, till I'll, till I'll, till I'll. Arm, 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 arm. Marry, way, 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 way. As can be, 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 as can be. Ow, 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 ow. Another, 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 another. For now, for now, for now, for now. Carrar, 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 carrar. Whole story, whole story. Two old glow, two old glow. To win, for liberty, for liberty. Soak, 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 soak.
By the name of Jerry, he's got a farm, a great big farm, 2,000 acres of the very, very best land in the whole United States. He's got a reputation in the village, known as a dude, a gosh darn dude. He would never do in New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil, he's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the level, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it, and when it comes to women, oh, 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 he's a devil, he's a devil. Telling stories in a grocery store, on the level, has them rolling on the floor. Down at the fair, with all the other hackers, he received first prize for playing checkers, and he cheated. Can you beat it? He's a devil in his own hometown. Got an overcoat that's fine and furry, gold-headed cane that came from Spain. They've even got him saying, I should worry. Just like all the sporty city folks, you ought to see the way he spends his money. He bought a box of whole fruit socks. They would never do for New York City, but in his hometown, he's a devil, he's a devil. He's a devil in his own hometown. On the level, he's as funny as a clown. He spends a 5-cent piece, thinks nothing of it, his pants all creased, red vest above it, and when it comes to women, oh, 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 he's a devil, he's a devil. Telling stories in the grocery store, on the level, has them rolling on the floor. In Philadelphia, he had a high old time. He stayed out one night till a 9:15. He's a devil, he's a devil, he's a devil in his own hometown.
white man pure enough. Bill took himself a wife. Now he leads a different life. Big bad Bill is sweet William now. Merry life then changed him somehow. He's a man they all used to fear. Now the people call him Willie dear. He was stronger than Samson, I declare. Till a brown-skinned Delilah bobbed his hair. Big bad Bill don't fight anymore. He washed his dishes and he mopped the floor. He used to spend his evenings looking for a fight. Now he's gotta see his mama every night. Big bad Bill is sweet William now. When Bill was in his prime, he sure was one bad boy. A great big 44 that was his favorite toy. He had a deep bass voice I never will forget. But now he sings soprano in the church quartet. He weighed 200 pounds and was as hard as nails. He specialized in shooting cops and breaking jails. But let me tell you, brother, something must be wrong. When a darky throws away his dice to play mahjong. He was that red hot papa that you heard about, but an asbestos mama put his fire out. And big bad is sweet William now.
Train number one on track 10 for Birmingham, Alabama. Train number two on track 12 for Kenosha, Georgia. Train number three on track 39 for Cucamonga.
You said you would meet me at the station gate of the honeymoon excursion. You told me you would meet me at the station gate, but I've got a different version. Train number one's gone. Train number two's gone. Train number three's been gone. How long must I wait for you? Train number four's gone. Train number five's gone. Train number six been gone. How long must I wait for you? Got the tickets and the reservations set for two. Luggage waiting on the track. But I've got no use for reservations without you. I'm gonna give the tickets back. Cause train number one's back. Train number two's back. Train number three's been back. How long must I wait for you? Tickets and a reservation set for two. Luggage waiting on the track. But I've got no use for reservations without you. I'm gonna give the tickets back. Cause train number one's back. Train number two's back. Train number three's been back. How long must I wait for you? How long, baby? How long, baby? How long? How long must I wait for you?
Well, I gotta make the train's come to take me back to East Orange to my bunker. I gotta make way for Maury's Coney Island, which is coming up next. That was Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with How Long Must I Wait For You. Margaret Young sang Big Bad Beer. Billy Murray with He's a Devil in His Own Hometown. And we heard Norman Clubfoot Grubbage with the Stuttering Polkalypsa. This is Courtney DiOrcaccia. I'll be back on the other side of the calendar page. Next, whatever. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you.